What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
Look, there's a bit of good news coming out of Townsville. That's a change, isn't it? I've never known anything like this absolute explosion in kiddie crime down there. I mean, all these police cars, go back to last Tuesday week when it started, I think there were 6 police cars rammed by children. By children who fundamentally, almost certainly every one of them would have been before the juvenile courts again and again and again and immediately released. Nothing effective done to stop the crime surge in Townsville. So those police cars, apparently though, there have been some developments in the last 24, 48 hours. Anyway, the still Deputy Premier, I think until sometime this morning, has organised at long, long last, despite the fact that the LNP was calling for a helicopter back in 2016. That's being made available for the police there. I'm just looking at photos of some of these police cars that are so badly damaged. Then you read this yesterday, paramedics forced to veer out of the path of a stolen vehicle when the stolen vehicle, the little creeps inside, tried to ram the ambulance in what they call here a dramatic escalation of violence in North Queensland. It is just beyond belief that here in Queensland we're having to endure this. The police are under siege, as we've heard in the past. They've had to take refuge in the police station because this army of evil has taken over Townsville with no effective response out of Brisbane. Look, I've just put a call through to Ian Leavers. There is, I must admit, some good news in the fact that we've at long last been able to activate this demand for the helicopter available for these emergencies in Townsville. I don't know the whole detail. Ian may be able to help us with this, but I just want to get his appraisal too. In the past, he's been courageous enough to say, listen, there are circumstances where these evil little creatures need to be locked up. Why? Because our communities must be defended. These are potential killers. These people ramming cars, even though they're 8 and 10 and 12 and 14 years of age, are potential killers, potential murderers. And we've still got this attitude about juvenile justice system. Oh, no, we'll give them another chance and things might get better. Fair dinkum, it's outrageous. Anyway, President, Chief Executive, Queensland Police Union, Ian Leavers is on the line. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Ian, what's your appraisal of just what's been going on, particularly the last 10 days or so in Townsville? We thought it could never get worse. It's got unbelievably worse in the last 10 days.
Absolutely unacceptable, John. And I heard a comment before. I refer to these recidivist youth criminals because that is exactly what they are, John. They are not youths who are misguided. They are youth criminals and they are causing mayhem. And we know at times they may attack police, but attacking paramedics, that takes it to a whole other level, John, and that is absolutely unacceptable. The community has had a gun. We have had enough, and something needs to be done. We look at these victim-centric, John. We look at the trauma which our victims are living through. That is unacceptable. And I talk to victims, and I look at what they're going through. I see the trauma they've gone through, and they need to come first. Need to look after victims and become victim-centred, not look after the offenders themselves. Oh, I've had enough. John, I've called for, it's a few weeks ago now, an extra 250 child safety workers in North Queensland because something had to happen. It just can't be a policing response. But on the other side, I spoke to the premier designate on TikTok. I had some conversations with him. I need an aerial platform in Townsville. That is a police helper or any other form of an aerial platform to be able to assist us to be able to do this job because we've got to lock these people up and do things. They've also called for a state coordinator when it comes to use of force in relation to apprehending these stolen vehicles and young criminals within those vehicles so we can do it as safely as we possibly can. So living in Townsville is like living in Mad Max.
That's yes.
Become like, John. It is just disgraceful. And good people tell me they slow down at green lights because they don't know if a stolen car is going to come flying through a red light and take them out. And I don't want to see one innocent person maimed or killed, John. And I want action. And I've sought an urgent meeting with the Premier designate who gets sworn in today as the Premier. an urgent meeting with him next week.
Yes.
I've got some solutions. I've got ideas, John. I've been working on this for years, and I just want to make change, and I want generational change, and I want people to be safe, not only in North Queensland, but the rest of the state as well.
Let me just to remind you of what's been happening on this program the last few weeks, Ian. We've had people saying, listen, this can't go on. We've got to put distance. And this is how Martin Bella, these days he's a Mackay councillor, has been saying they had dreadful problems down there and still have at Mackay. But his point was, we've got to put distance between these predators, and that's what they are, even though they're 10 and 12 and 14, they're predators and they're potentially murderers with this appalling behaviour. He said, put distance between the predators and the prey being us, the communities of Cairns and Townsville. And once again, we had Keith Hamburger on the program saying exactly the same thing. He's the former prisons boss of Queensland, saying you have to take these people out of circulation, otherwise we're going to continue having victims. Put distance between these predators and us, their prey. What are your thoughts?
Well, Keith Hamburger, I remember he was involved in the prisons when I was there in the late 80s. Him and I are on the same page. And Martin Bella, another great Queenslander who we all respect, we're all saying the same thing, John, and we're all from different walks of life. So we've got to become victim-centric, and these young criminals who are causing mayhem in the community and risking people's lives need to be dealt with, and dealt with harshly. And I've said this about those caregivers who are on welfare. Let's cut their welfare, John. They're irresponsible people. And as I've said, I wouldn't leave them in charge of a house brick, let alone a child. But we have had enough. And it's about time we start looking after victims and Queenslanders who are doing the right thing, John. And we're all singing from the same tune. We need the judiciary to step up. But it just can't be a policing response, John. All other agencies have to come in and do their part. And it's like housing, child safety, Department of Education, Youth Justice. They've got to step up and do their job, John, because we can't arrest our way out of it. That's one thing I know. But in the interim, these young criminals, they've got to be locked up because we've got to keep the streets safe. And Queensland, we should be known as the best state in the country when it comes to tourism and a great place to live. Not becoming a crime capital because of these youth criminals, John.
Really appreciate this today, Ian. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. Look, together we'll keep going, John, because I think there's more like-minded people out there who want to see change.
Exactly. Exactly. So well said. Ian Levers, President, Chief Executive, Queensland Police Union. And as courageous as they come, he tells it as he sees it. We need a lot more of Ian Levers out there to help us through this nightmare.